Enjoying this episode of The Late Show Pod Show? Then head to cohst.app/lateshow or visit the link in the description to fill out our quick 2-minute survey all about getting to know you.
Check out our new NBA show, Beyond the Arc, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can find me, John Gonzalez, NBA insider Bill Reiter, and Ashley Nicole Moss 5 days a week talking all things NBA. Whether you're looking for insightful discussions, upbeat commentary, breaking news, interviews, or coverage of all the biggest stories in the NBA, our new show is the place to be 5 days a week. Download and follow Beyond the Arc on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert.
Oh, folks, thank you so much. Thank you. Folks, I can tell you're excited. I'm very excited. We're going to have the stars of Broad City, Abby Jacobson and Alana Glazer out here a little bit later. Stick around for that. But first, just a reminder, Hillary Clinton made history tonight by being the first female presidential candidate of a major party in the United States of America. It is a watershed moment for women's equality. I just wish that the women... I just wish that the women who helped build this country could be here to see it. Well, my wish is my command. Joining me live via satellite... from July 4th, 1776, our two female delegates from the Second Continental Congress, please welcome Josephine Hindley and Abatha Whitmore. Ladies, thank you so much for being here. Thank you. Thank you for joining us.
Hello, Stephen. Hello, future Americans or British subjects, if this does not work out.
Oh, do you want me to tell you how it turns out?
No spoilers. We're gonna wait till America's over and then binge watch.
Okay, well, I know you guys are busy putting the finishing touches on the Declaration of Independence right now, so I'll make this quick. I just wanted you to know that it's 2016 and we finally have a female presidential nominee.
Well, butter my bonnet, that is incredible. That is incredible. I'm going to celebrate by making a meal for my husband and then cleaning it up immediately. Yes! Woo! You hear that, Ben Franklin? Women are on top, and not just your French whores. I can't believe, I cannot believe that in the year 1816, we finally have a female president!
I may have misspoken. You didn't hear me correctly. I said 2016.
Get the butter out of the barn. Are you telling me it takes us 240 years to get a female president?
Well, it's just a nominee at this point. She hasn't been elected.
Oh! What the butter is wrong with you people?
Wow.
Why did it take so long? It's right there in the Declaration of Independence. All men
are created.
Oh.
You knew that was supposed to mean all people, right?
Well, we figured out eventually. But that's not how we took it at first, admittedly. But, I mean, you ladies are there. You know, you should just change that now.
No, that's a great idea. We're going to do it first thing tomorrow.
Well, why not now?
Come on, it's July 4th here. There's a bunch of parties tonight.
Come on.
Totally. Everyone's gonna do mercury shots. Abatha's got some dank hemp rope. It's gonna be mother butter crazy.
Franklin, crank up that harpsichord.
Yeah.
From the year 1776, Josephine Hindley and Abatha Whitmore, everybody.
More with Abby Jacobson and Alana Glazer after this.
Check out our new NBA show, Beyond the Arc, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can find me, John Gonzalez, NBA insider Bill Reiter, and Ashley Nicole Moss 5 days a week talking all things NBA. Whether you're looking for insightful discussions, upbeat commentary, breaking news, interviews, or coverage of all the biggest stories in the NBA, our new show is the place to be 5 days a week. Download and follow Beyond the Arc on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Calling all benders and non-benders alike. Jump into the epic world of Avatar with your favorite podcast, Avatar: Braving the Elements. Hosted by me, Janet Varney, the voice of Korra on The Legend of Korra.
And me, Dante Bosco, the voice of Zuko on The Last Airbender and General Iroh on The Legend of Korra. Each week, we'll recap and discuss another episode of The Last Airbender.
I don't know if we've ever talked about it, but...
Amazing guests stop by, from creators to cast to super fans, to chat all things Avatarverse.
Are we saying that this is possible in the Avatar universe?
Varney, we gotta spread the word. Now fans can also check out our weekly video pods too by subscribing to the official Avatar YouTube channel.
That's a lot of fire, isn't it?
That's right, we're on video this season, everybody! So, whether you're a super fan with encyclopedic knowledge or you're brand new to this incredible world,
it's Fire Nation time. Book of Fire. Let's go. Listen to Avatar Braving the Elements
wherever you get your podcasts.
Duo behind the hit show Broad City, which premieres its third season tomorrow night on Comedy Central.
New York is Europe. I love it. Every time I walk down the street, I'm like,
do German.
Yeah!
Australian. Spanish. Do Chinese.
Are you kidding?
No. It's 2016, dude.
No, that's my bad. I'm sorry.
Please welcome Abbi Jacobson and Ilana Glazer, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, thanks so much for being here.
What a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Congratulations on the premiere tomorrow night of season 3 and on being picked up for seasons 4 and 5. That is great news.
Thank you. Stick around for a while.
Now, your characters you play on the show are real slackers. But you're not. You're executive producers.
Yeah, baby.
Are you anything like your character? Like, would you be anything like your characters if you didn't have to work all the time?
Yeah, I feel like on the weekends, we're more like our characters.
Uh-huh. Yeah, we put a hoodie on immediately.
Really? That's it? That's the character change?
Yeah.
That's it. Now, yeah.
You can't possibly smoke 1/5 the weed that your characters do and achieve anything.
Yeah, that's true. We smoke less than on the show. But we do.
By which you mean none at all, right? By which you mean none at all.
None at all,
we've
children.
We've got a fairly large preteen audience out there.
By which we mean none at all.
Excellent.
Because who
Excellent.
Needs drugs to be inspired? Not us.
No, not us.
You play Abbi and Ilana. You are named Abbi and Ilana.
Yeah.
When you're out on the street, do people ever mistake you for your characters? Because I have some idea what that's like.
Yeah,
I'm sure you do.
Do people mistake you?
All the time.
Yeah.
Really?
It's very
What do they expect from you that, like, you're never going to be like?
They want to get high right there, right then.
They want to smoke with us.
No, that's frightening. I'm going to, like, freak out and leave. It's like, no. But sometimes people drop us a little gift and walk away, and it's the best.
And like responsible adults, we throw it right away.
Exactly.
That's right. Throw it right away.
Now, you guys actually just, this is something of sort of a cultural milestone. You're both appearing in the latest issue of Playboy. And,
but
you're, but you, here's the thing is, you're in the latest issue of Playboy, but the two of you are fully clothed.
Yes.
In the latest issue. Matter of fact, this is the first issue of Playboy that has no nudity in it. Did you feel cheated? At least of the opportunity to go, how dare you?
Yeah.
Had a conversation with my father.
About being in Playboy?
Yep. He said, someone that I work with told me, you're in Playboy. And I said, yes, Dad, I am. And then I said, it's not nude, the first thing.
Yeah.
And he was like, I'm weirdly proud.
Wow. I will go with that weirdly part.
Yeah, right?
Here's the thing that might be a secret to you guys. I am slightly older than you are.
No.
Not really that
little
much.
A little bit.
Steven.
A little bit more.
A couple years,
older than,
maybe.
No, just slightly older than you are combined. And which is why I love your show, because I can learn about like what's hip, you know, happening, you know, Brooklyn trends and stuff
right,
that.
Right.
So I was hoping you could tell me what's hot on the scene.
So one thing, just off the bat, it's really cool today to not ask what's hot on the scene.
Okay. Okay. What else? What else is going out there?
Okay. What else? All right, have you heard about these rainbow bagels?
I have not heard about. Have you guys heard about rainbow bagels?
Yes.
Okay, what are they?
So they're like rainbow-colored bagels that they make at this Brooklyn bakery.
Okay.
And the bakery posted a video, and it blew up on social media. Also, we call that Sochmeads.
Sochmeads. Sochmeads. Yep.
Yes. You should do it phonetically.
I can just use that anytime. I can just say so. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Yes. All right. So it blew up on Sochmeads, and you know, just in case that you asked us, like, what's cool these days, we brought you a clip.
Oh, great. Jim, let's take a look
at
that.
We always bring clips.
Oh, look at that. Is that it?
Yep.
That's them making them.
That's food.
I would not guess that. I would not guess that.
Yeah, that's the food.
The future.
Okay, so everyone in Brooklyn is eating these?
Well, I mean, only the cool people.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
And is that, I understand, these are them right there?
Yeah, we brought you some to try.
I can just go ahead and try one?
Go for it.
Okay. Are they good? It's an actual one. Are these good?
The taste isn't so much.
If you, but Steven, do you wear lip gloss?
What?
Do you wear lip gloss?
I do not wear lip gloss.
So if you knew the taste of it, it's almost like dunking a bagel in a vat of lip gloss.
It's like chewing up a lip gloss.
But it is edible. I can eat one.
Yeah, as
I can take a bite.
It's debatable, but
all right,
take a bite.
Let's take a bite, okay? This is amazing. Where are we?
It's Happy Bagel Place.
Oh.
Steven, just listen to the Happy Bagel Babies sing.
What?
We're the Happy Bagel Babies at Happy Bagel Place. We love to sing and dance and put a smile on your face. We're Happy Bagel Babies and there's nothing
there you go.
There's nothing insidious about Happy Bagel Place.
Yeah.
Oh, that is so sweet.
Shut up, Steven. There's a second verse.
We cannot read and we cannot eat in groups. The Bagel King fears a bagel baby revolt. Slay the Bagel King, Stephen, slay the demon father. We will be your baby wives and you will never die.
Yeah!
Okay. Okay, That was great. Thank you so much. This has been fun. I've enjoyed it here, but I think I'm ready to head back now.
No, Stephen, you can't leave.
Why? I don't understand.
You're the only one with the power to slay the Bagel King.
Slay him!
Do it, Steven!
I'm just gonna grab an Uber. I've gotta get out of here.
Slay him!
No. Oh, no! The Bagel King!
Who dares disturb my slumber? The Bagel Babies will pay for this!
Come on, Steven!
I can't.
No, my gosh!
None of this is real!
Get him! Get him! Snap out of it, Colbert! This is happening! This is happening!
It didn't make the sound the first time! It didn't make the sound the first time!
It takes a second for it to work! Oh! Oh!
What do I do?
If you don't step up, the Bagel Babies will die! Cream cheese mines! You're the only one with the power to stop it!
But I don't have any power!
Steven!
The power you're looking for is inside of you the whole time it's been.
Inside of me? You mean my courage?
No. No, you can shoot lasers out of your belly button.
Yeah.
Come on, Steven. Come on. Come on.
Yay! was intense. But I can't get the taste of those bagels out of my mouth. When does this end?
Steven, it never ends.
We're the Happy Bagel Baking Sound, Happy Bagel Place. We love to sing and dance.
Well, the third season of Broad City premieres tomorrow night at 10 p.m. on Comedy Central. Happy Jacobson and Alana Glazer. Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to The Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.
Check out our new NBA show, Beyond the Arc, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can find me, John Gonzalez, NBA insider Bill Reiter, and Ashley Nicole Moss, 5 days a week talking all things NBA. Whether you're looking for insightful discussions, upbeat commentary, breaking news, interviews, or coverage of all the biggest stories in the NBA, our new show is the place to be 5 days a week. Download and follow Beyond the Arc on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Rise and shine, football fans. Start your day the right way with Morning Footy, a podcast that covers every aspect of the global game. Headlines, match previews, analysis, interviews, culture, fashion, and plenty of banter. Join as we track the thrills and spills of Europe's biggest title races, the business end of the Champions League season, a summer packed with international competitions, MLS, NWSL, and much more. Subscribe to Morning Footy.